Hey everybody, welcome to another deep dive. You know, we're going deep on the world of entrepreneurship today.
Oh yeah, exciting stuff.
It is. And we're going to be talking all about the advantages of this whole entrepreneurship thing.
Absolutely.
And we're pulling some awesome insights from Freelancing Insider
Yeah.
for all of you aspiring freelancers, digital nomads, folks working from home.
Yeah, Freelancing Insider really nails it with this stuff. And it's, more than just be your own boss. It's like what people are really looking for these days, like more freedom, work-life balance. Finding a career that actually, means something to you.
Yeah, for sure. So let's jump right into advantage number one, which is, I feel like this is the one that always comes up, the flexible schedule,
Of
right?
course,
We've
yeah.
all had those days where you're just like, if this 9 to 5, I can't deal.
Totally.
But what does that actually look like when you are in charge? You're running the show.
Well, it's funny because it's more than just like working in your pajamas, Although I have to admit that is a nice perk. But think about it, like you can structure your day around, when you're most productive.
Oh, that's good.
Even Freelancing Insider mentions it, like avoiding that whole
Yo.
do such and such at a fixed time as your manager advises thing.
Right.
You're the one in control, so you can, take care of yourself, spend time with your family,
Yep.
and actually get more done because you're working with your natural rhythms, you're not fighting against them.
Yeah, I like that. So it's not just freedom, it's like strategic freedom. I
Exactly.
love that.
Okay.
All right, advantage number two is stretching your abilities. This one's close to my heart because I feel like as an entrepreneur, you're always learning new things, which keeps things interesting, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and it goes even deeper than that, I think.
Okay.
Think of it like a constant, self-discovery.
Mm.
So in a traditional job, you might be stuck in like one lane, right? You don't really get to explore other interests. But with entrepreneurship, you
Yeah.
can try different things, figure out what you're really passionate about. You might even discover like talents you didn't even know you had.
Okay.
It can be a way to find your purpose, and that's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to that feeling of being like boxed in, at a job.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, advantage number three. This is where things get, I think, really empowering, right? This is executing your ideas,
Yes.
bringing that vision to life. No more waiting for permission from someone higher up. If you've got a good idea, you can just run with it.
That's the beauty of it. And Freelancing Insider really gets that feeling, that excitement of having faith in your own vision.
Yeah.
And there's this great quote actually that stood out to me. It says, "Getting excited about your ideas, having faith in them, and executing every brilliant idea you have is the key to constantly making progress as well as sharpening your mind."
I love that.
But we have to be realistic, It doesn't
True.
mean just like going off on tangents and, neglecting your existing business.
Yeah.
It's more about having that freedom to pursue new ventures alongside what you're already doing.
It's that entrepreneurial spirit, right? You see an opportunity, you're like, how can I make this work?
Exactly.
I love that. Okay. Advantage number four is pursuing a values-aligned career. And I think a lot of us have been in jobs where we just felt like this doesn't match what I believe in,
Yeah, it's so common.
It is.
And it's a huge reason why people are drawn to entrepreneurship.
Okay.
You get to build a career around what matters most to you.
Yeah.
Freelancing Insider actually calls this the magic formula to performing at your best
Oh, damn.
and becoming a leader in your field.
That's huge.
They're not wrong because when your work is in sync with your values, it's like a whole other level of, job satisfaction and
They
motivation.
put it so well. Taking what you love and believe in and turning it into a career.
Powerful stuff, right?
That's really powerful stuff. Okay, so let's wrap up this section with advantage number five.
Yeah.
More control over your business. And this is a big one because it's like you get to choose who you work with,
Absolutely.
clients, partners, employees.
That's the key. It's all about creating a work environment that minimizes stress and actually sets you up for success.
Yeah.
And like Freelancing Insider points out, you avoid a lot of the headaches that come with partnering up with the wrong people.
Oh, for sure.
This control allows you to build something you're really proud of,
Right.
surrounded by a team that shares your vision.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like you're building your own little empire in a way. That's a really good point, though, because with all this freedom and autonomy comes, I imagine, a lot of self-discipline required,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. It's a double-edged sword for sure.
Because you don't have a boss breathing down your neck.
Exactly. And Freelancing Insider kind of touches on this indirectly, you know?
Okay.
Remember that quote about executing every brilliant idea?
Right.
Well, execution, you know, takes serious discipline.
Yeah.
Especially when you're the one setting those deadlines.
So time management becomes super important.
It's essential, and it looks different for everyone you know.
Okay.
Some people thrive on like strict schedules. Yeah. Others need more flexibility.
Yeah.
The key is to figure out what works for you and build a system that, you know, keeps you on track.
Do you have any like personal favorites or things that you've seen work well?
Oh, for sure. I'm a big fan of the Pomodoro technique.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
You know, it's all about those focused bursts with little breaks in between.
Okay.
Helps me stay on task and avoid burnout.
Yeah.
But there's also, you know, time blocking, the Eisenhower Matrix.
I've heard of that.
All sorts of things. Actually, Freelancing Insider has a whole section on productivity hacks.
Really?
I'd recommend checking it out.
Oh, I'll definitely have to do that. So it seems like this whole entrepreneurial journey is all about finding what works for you, right? Mm-hmm. Both in terms of work style and like life in general.
Yeah, I think that's what Freelancing Insider is getting at, you know?
Okay.
They frame entrepreneurship as a path to constant improvement. And it's not just about your business. It's about personal growth, too.
I like that.
It's about becoming more resilient, adaptable, resourceful.
Which all kind of ties back into what we were saying earlier about finding your purpose,
yeah.
Right? It's not just a job. It's like a way of life.
It really is. And it brings up an interesting question. Like, how do you define improvement?
Mm.
What does success look like for you? Is it, you know, financial freedom, creative fulfillment, making a positive impact?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a combination of all of those things, right?
That's a really good question to think about. It's so personal.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
For each individual. But I think Freelancing Insider does a good job of offering some insights into what that journey might look like.
For sure.
Talking about, you know, stretching your abilities, staying true to your values, being bold enough to execute your ideas.
And recognizing that improvement isn't always a straight line. You know,
yeah.
You're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to have moments of doubt.
Right. It's not yeah. always going to be smooth sailing.
Exactly. But it's during those tough times that you really discover your own strength and resilience.
Okay.
And the cool thing is, as you overcome those obstacles, you build confidence and become even more determined to succeed.
So it's as much about the journey as the destination.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes entrepreneurship so appealing to so many people. You know, it's
yes.
not just about making money. It's about building a life that you're genuinely excited about.
Right.
A life that reflects your values and allows you to grow both personally and professionally.
Here, we've talked about the challenges, but I think Freelancing Insider also emphasizes the joy that comes with this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Building something from scratch,
yeah.
seeing your ideas come to life, it's got to be incredibly rewarding.
It is, and there's a sense of accomplishment that comes with knowing you're in control of your own destiny, you know?
Right.
You're not just following someone else's roadmap, you're creating your own.
And that goes back to that idea of control that we were talking about before, right?
Exactly.
Choosing your own path, your own team, your own clients.
It's about creating a work environment that aligns with your vision and values.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the excitement of discovery, you know?
Okay.
Entrepreneurship is all about exploring new ideas, pushing creative boundaries, constantly learning.
Right.
It's about keeping that spark of curiosity alive.
I love that it's like that, you know, childlike wonder of yeah. figuring things out, just experimenting, learning as you go.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And Freelancing Insider encourages us to embrace that sense of adventure, to be bold, to take risks, even if it means making mistakes along the way.
Because those mistakes are often our greatest teachers.
They are. And speaking of learning, I think it's important to remember that you're not alone on this journey. You know,
okay.
there's a whole community of entrepreneurs, freelancers, digital nomads, work from home folks.
Right.
All facing similar challenges and celebrating similar wins.
That sense of community is so important.
It is. It's about sharing experiences, learning from each other, supporting one another through the ups and downs.
Mm. So it's more than just a career path. It's like a whole ecosystem of support.
Exactly. And resources like Freelancing Insider play a crucial role in that community.
Yeah.
You know, they provide valuable insights, practical tips, and a sense of connection for those navigating this sometimes crazy world of entrepreneurship.
Right. So it's ultimately about taking that leap of faith and creating a future that you're truly passionate about. It sounds like Freelancing Insider is like the ultimate guide, right, for anyone thinking about, you know, taking that leap.
For sure. Yeah. They really emphasize that idea, you know, of entrepreneurship being a path to constant improvement. But But like we said, you know, it's not always like a straight line upwards.
Right.
You're going to hit roadblocks. You're going to have those moments of doubt. And those are the times that really test your resilience, your adaptability.
So how do you develop that resilience? Because, you know, it's easy to say like, oh, just keep going. But are there actual strategies that people can use when things get tough?
Yeah. That's where connecting with that community that we mentioned becomes so important.
Yeah.
And Freelancing Insider really gets that, you know, they've got forums, online groups, even local meetups.
Oh, cool.
Finding people who understand what you're going through is huge. You know, sharing experiences, both good and bad, helps you realize you're not alone.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, just hearing someone else's success story is that little boost you need to keep going.
It's like that saying, you know, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Exactly.
Surrounding yourself with those driven, supportive people, it can make all the difference.
Yeah, for sure. But beyond community, I think there are also, you know, tangible skills that aspiring entrepreneurs should be focused on developing.
Okay, like what?
Time management, we already talked about, but Freelancing Insider also stresses the importance of financial literacy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Even if you're not a numbers person, you know, understanding the basics of budgeting, cash flow, maybe even a bit of investing, it's essential.
Makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're basically becoming the CFO of your own company.
Exactly. And it's not as daunting as it sounds, you know? There are tons of resources out there, from online courses to budgeting apps, that can help you gain that financial confidence.
Okay.
And the more you understand your numbers, the better decisions you can make for your business.
So I've got the mindset piece, the community aspect, the practical skills. It sounds like Freelancing Insider really covers it all.
They do. And they remind us that, you know, the most important advantage of all this is the freedom to create a life that's truly your own.
Yeah.
A life that's aligned with your passions, your values, and your vision for the future.
It's like taking ownership of your destiny, even if that path looks different for everyone.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting.
You know,
it's not a one-size-fits-all journey. You get to define what success means for you. Set your own goals and create a business that reflects your unique talents and passions.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. And honestly, Freelancing Insider sounds like an incredible resource.
Yes.
For anyone looking to explore, you know, the world of entrepreneurship, freelancing, or even just creating a more fulfilling work life.
Definitely. It's a treasure trove of information, practical advice, and inspiring stories. You know, if you're feeling that entrepreneurial itch, I highly recommend checking them out.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the advantages of entrepreneurship.
My pleasure.
Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. So embrace those challenges, celebrate the wins, and never stop learning and growing.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Until next time, keep chasing those dreams.